and we continue our discussions on Adopt, Don't Shop. Later we hear from Welfare Officer at the Kildare West Wicklow SPCA, Shauna Byrne, who describes what she's come across on puppy farms. But first, we're joined on the line by the Panto Queen herself, June Rogers. Hello, June.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are. Good morning.
Top of the morning, and is it a lovely morning?
Isn't it gorgeous? Well, so far, it's going to be lashing for the rest of the week and into the weekend. Yeah, so make the most of it.
No.
Hang up from me and get out. That's it. You know?
Yes.
With the doggy.
Yes, yes.
How are you keeping?
I'm good.
How are you keeping?
I'm good, surviving. Yes, yes. It's been a long year and a half, basically. Yeah, with no work and nothing to do and that kind of thing. I've actually super glued the fridge door. I think that was a good move.
Yeah, gosh, that's a good idea.
That was the only exercise I was getting, was the fridge and back. So we had to put a stop to that. But no, I'm out walking with the doggies and doing gardening, and it's great to see the gardeners coming back to life, and the frogs have arrived in the pond.
Oh,
so life is good.
Yeah, and, you know, how do you do, you know, the things to keep yourself okay? Because there must be mornings you get up and say, oh, gosh, this again, and you missed it. Yeah. I know that appearing on stage and doing what you do, it's like a drug, I suppose, you know. And
it is.
If it's withdrawn, you're in trouble.
Yes, and the thing is as well, when you stop doing it, you kind of think, when I get back out there, are you going to have the bottle to get back out there to do it? Because I've found it's very hard to motivate yourself. Normally when I'd finish a show, I would automatically start thinking about the next show. And I'd be planning during the year and costumes and everything, you know, of comedy being written and all that kind of stuff. And I would spend the whole year learning it as well. But when you don't have a goal at the end, it's very hard to motivate yourself. So some days you wake up and you say, okay, I'm going to do this, that, and the other, and you do a huge amount. And the next day you're sitting there going, oh, you know. But listen, everybody's in the same boat. So we just have to go with the flow. That's the only thing that's kind of keeping me sane, that hopefully with the vaccine and everything, that we'll all get out of this in one piece.
And do you find yourself being able to write things or be stimulated and say, gosh, that might be a bad idea?
I find it hard because there's nothing in the news. You see, if there's something in the news that you find amusing, but there's nothing amusing in the news at the moment. As well as that, I would be going to shows. I would be listening to a lot of new music that's coming out. And you're just trying to think of, just to get the head going again, you know. But at the moment, there isn't. But that's not to say I will get my mojo back, as the fella says.
Yeah. Once you step out onto the stage and the crowd are there, and, you know, I suppose, how's Jacinta O'Brien getting on these days?
Oh, she's not allowed in the house at all. She's not allowed. She's not even allowed at the gate. She's a wagon. She's not allowed. She's not allowed coming here at all. Yes. That's why we locked the fridge door, because I said, I don't know if I get into the costume again. That's the big problem. But I do always tell people, I live in a very old house. So, you know, a lot of my clothes shrink. And I think it's because of the dampness in the house. Yeah, that's what it is.
I've got that problem too.
Yeah,
is that what it is? Oh my God, I thought it was something else.
Pity my mouth didn't shrink a bit, so I'd be all right.
Listen, June,
anyway,
we're doing this thing all the week. We're focusing on dogs and the plight of dogs, and they're supposed to be, in the general sense, humankind's best friend and that sort of thing. But in a lot of areas, they're treated very badly. And I believe you've got a positive experience, but it came from something that could have gone the other way with your forever friend.
Yes, with Bella. It was about 2 years. It was January 2019, and I was on Facebook one night, and I read this story about, a horrendous story about this poor little dog that had been found in landfill in Portlaoise. Only one of the guys who worked there heard her crying. We don't know what, well, we kind of know what would have happened to her, because all trucks back up into these, it's like, you know, people stand and throw all their rubbish down into these big containers, and she was down there. Anyway, the girls from Ross Gray, SPCA, a girl called Sinead Bergen and Andrea and Val, they had it up on Facebook to say, listen, they're telling the story about her. They had found her with a lot of puncture wounds all over her body. They think they were from dog teeth, dog bites. She had mange, fleas, eye infection, temperature. And she had recently had pups because, God love her, she still had milk. They said she was probably around four. It was hard to tell, probably about 4 years old. So I said, listen, is there anything I can do? Could I donate or whatever? And then Sinead said, would you be interested in meeting her? So I said, okay. So Peter and I said, yeah. Now we had an old Labrador here. I said, I'd have to see how we get on. And we had another little dog, Poppy, who's a little terrier as well. But anyway, as soon as she walked in the door, we knew straight away that she wasn't going anywhere, you know, that way. But we had to go through, we had to wait and see, does anybody want to claim her and that kind of thing. But the poor little mouse was absolutely terrified. So it has taken us this long to kind of get her. Now, she's a beautiful little dog. And I think she'll always have some issues, but she's a very loving little dog. We're delighted that we have her now.
Yeah. And how long did it take, June, to, you know, get rid of the infections and the fleas and the bite marks and all that?
Yeah, well, they did heal in time. There was a vet that Ross Gray brought Bella to, first of all, and he treated her. And then Sinead, you know, brought her to me a few times to let her get to know us instead of just throwing her here with us, you know, that kind of way. She had to gradually see, as she could see, that the garden was secure and all that kind of stuff. And then when we got her, we brought her down to our own vet, and then he treated her. And she's like, she's a healthy little dog. We haven't had any problems with her health-wise. It's just she's very nervous, and particularly around men. So, like the vet did say, she was he'd never seen anything like it, you know, that she was in such a bad way. He said definitely she had got a few kicks here and there. And even, you know, even here at home, we have a sound on the oven. It's like a beep, beep, beep. And that brings back memories. It's like as if, it must be like, you know, when a truck is reversing and you hear that high-pitched beep.
Yeah.
So she runs when she hears that. So, like, I think, okay, she's not as nervous as she was, but I think she will always have some kind of problems there. But the good thing is she's here with us and no one's ever going to hurt her again. I just don't understand people who could do that. I really don't. And Poppy gets on great with her. Sadly, Beauty passed away that year that we got Bella. It was old age, you know, that kind of way. So you're heartbroken, absolutely heartbroken when you lose your dogs.
But the two that are there now get on well, yeah?
They get on great, yes. Now, the only thing is, this one here is a bit of a yapper.
Yeah.
Right. So now the other one's become a bit of a yapper, so it's kind of a bit of a competition, yeah. So so the postman just kind of runs into the door and back out again. But they're not out in the front anyway, you know. But I think the noise alone, but actually, you know, in some ways it's great to have a dog because it is a great deterrent. You know, because if you hear a dog barking, you're going to think twice about coming into a garden or, you know, that kind of
way. Yeah, you'll go next door instead or whatever, up the road or something, yeah.
Now, I did take her to a guy up in Portlaoise, and he was called Canine Coaching Ireland, a guy called Brian Rosny, and he helped us with her for her to gain trust with us. So we used to go up to him and do an hour with him. When we went up, first of all, she would not go near him. And by the end of the day, he had her that she actually would go to him. So he was just amazing because she wouldn't go near Peter. You know, she used to hide under the chair and that kind of thing when we got her first. But Brian was fantastic. And it helped us. It gave us a bit of confidence what to do with her. So it's
what would you say to people now, considering a dog, and let's say they're an adjusted family, and you know, it's not just on a whim or anything like that, but they're getting they want to get a dog, and they've a choice to go maybe to a reputable breeder for a well-adjusted pet as such. And then there's rescue dogs with maybe issues like you've described, or health issues or whatever like that, and it takes a bit of work. You know, it's a maybe adopt and have a bit of work, or shop to a reputable place and have it easy.
Yeah, well, I think, see, a lot of people want a designer dog nowadays. They want, you know, they're to pooch and they want all that. And see, a lot of people, well, I think with the lockdown as well, a lot of people have bought dogs. I don't know what's going to happen to a lot of these dogs when they have to go back to work, because this is a member of your family. You know, you have a responsibility. You can't just throw the dog out in the back garden for the day and go off and then come back and then give out because the dog's after digging up the garden, or lock the dog up for the day in the house. This is like having a baby in the house. And you have this baby for hopefully maybe 15, even 18 years of your life. So I think it depends on, I suppose, if you've got small children, and I think with a dog who has some issues or has come from a bad background, maybe it wouldn't be the best thing to do. But in saying that, there's a lot of dogs in the rescues that haven't come from really bad circumstances. A lot of them may have come from that the owner might have passed on, or people were leaving the country, or for other reasons. Like, these dogs could have been loved dogs, but for certain circumstances, maybe they had to move out of their house. Maybe they had to move into an apartment and they're not allowed to have animals there. So there's a lot of beautiful, healthy dogs out there. And I really wish that people would go to the shelters. It just breaks my heart. If I go to the shelter, I want to bring them all home, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah, yeah, I heard that experience that people go, and the dogs all, they expect to be taken to go to
home. It's awful. Yeah. It's just awful. But as I say, you know, hopefully then, in some ways, I shouldn't be negative about the lockdown with dogs. Hopefully they may have bonded more with the animal, because, you know, there's always a story at Christmas, everyone gets a dog, and by the end of January, the dogs are back in again. But I think because of lockdown, people probably are, well, they're enjoying the dog more. The dog is motivating them to get out for a walk, which is good. So it's a win-win there, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah, you know, you just think of the dogs. How long does it take for, say, a rescue dog to settle into the house? They've had a previous existence. They go to the shelter. They're in with other dogs. They're barking when they see somebody coming, and hopefully they're taken. And then how soon does it take for them to recognize you as the person they're with now, that's being very kind to them?
Well, I think with Bella, it took us a couple of months with Bella, and that was because of all the issues that she had. So it was a couple of months with her with all the issues. But if you have a little dog that maybe, you know, hasn't been through that, it could be like a month, you know, they could settle in straight away. You know, it's hard to say, because it's like people, you know, they all have different personalities, these dogs. But I think it's a fantastic thing for anybody to do, to be able to give these dogs a home and give them hope, because they've done nothing wrong, you know?
Yeah. What do you like best about Bella?
I just love her because she's so snuggly. She's in the bed every night. Sleeps on the bed. And she must be great because she puts up with my snoring. Because Peter can't. No, I'm like a foghorn in the bed at night time now. I remember when we lived in Old Tala Village, that's where I was born and bred, and we lived right beside the police station, so at night time you'd be walking up there and eyeing up the guards on the way up. And, next of all, because Tala Village was so quiet, it was a country village, you could hear my father snoring from outside the house. So, yeah, so I kind of, that was one thing he passed on to me. Yeah.
Really, you didn't need a dog in those days to frighten off the burglars.
With the picture of me in the door and then me snoring upstairs, you wouldn't go near the house.
Oh, gosh. But,
no, she's here right beside me, lying on the... lying on the couch here. I know they're spoiled rotten, but listen, why have an animal, you know, and not spoil them? That's what they're there for.
Yeah. So you get out for walks and everything. I suppose that's a good thing too, when you feel, oh God, I couldn't do without that today. But you get up and you go and you feel better.
Sometimes you do have to kind of push yourself out. Yeah. So I'm trying to do a good walk every day with them. And because they love it, they go hysterical as soon as they see the lead, you know. So, I'll get out today and I might do a bit of gardening today before the rain comes.
I tell you, hopefully all this will be back to normal eventually, and we'll get to see you in the studio and you'll be back up in Taylor's Grange or whatever.
Hopefully we'll get back to some normality. Yeah. I really, really, and I don't know if it's going to be this year. I really don't know what's going to happen. But listen, the main thing is the vaccine is rolled out and, you know, we have, and we get, as you say, get back to some normality. But
indeed.
Anyway, so you're good yourself, are you? How are you surviving?
Oh, great. I've been at home now since last February, 12 months.
Oh, right. You know? Okay.
Yeah. So I'm waiting to see if I get my vaccine. You know, let's talk about me. there's a few things that put me up higher on the list for the vaccine. But anyway, you'll hear when you hear, and that's the way it is, you know.
I'm
just fed up with it like everybody else, you know. We want to meet people like you in the studio, June. That's what it is, you know.
But I think this one especially, people are like, you know, we've done our time, as a song goes. I'm coming home, I've done my time. Now, the only thing is, from this weekend, we'll have an extra hour, so it'll be brighter evenings. So I think that might help people as well, you know, and it helps your mental health to get out of the house as well. You know,
absolutely.
I meet a lot of people when I'm out walking. You know, you just stand your distance and just have a little chat, because these people have probably nobody else to talk to during the day.
Yeah.
They probably see
you
coming.
Do you do a little routine for them?
I don't have to, because I'm afraid I might be locked up, actually. But I have offered lots of people plants, because people go by my garden and they love a particular plant out the front. It's called an Annabella hydrangea. And one woman actually stopped me yesterday. Oh, I love that plant. And I said, well, do you know what? Last autumn, because I had nothing else to do, I potted up loads of seedlings. So I've had a few people call and I leave the plants outside for them so they can put something into their garden. So... Just something nice for people to have. I don't charge them now.
Could be a little earner in bad times.
I could put a little stall outside the front gate, couldn't I?
Yeah.
You know, get your petunias. Or your full garden.
I'm going to have to stop this now. I've got to get my last bus anyway, so I can't have another pint here in the pub. So we better leave it tonight.
It's good to talk to you too.
Indeed, and we'll talk again very soon. Well done on looking after the dog Bella and bringing her back to health and looking after her. And as the way you were talking, you're showing a lot of love for Bella as a dog, but also your empathy with animals. So very good for sharing the story. Thanks, June.
You mind yourself. Take care
now.
Bye-bye.
That's June Rogers there. And hopefully we'll see June back on the stage again. Hopefully for Christmas. Wouldn't be great. She's regularly up there in Taylor's Grange. They're just above Rathfarnham. Morning Show at East Coast FM.